Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Escaping Denver, Batch 2, Episode 3, The Interrogation.
I don't want to do this anymore.
We can't stop.
But
we're doing this.
I honestly can't tell you where that last piece falls and what follows. No timestamps, and even context clues don't help me to figure out where it fits. I can't imagine Noah was ever okay with what follows, but I'm not convinced Sarah is either. It's messed up. I've never personally been in a situation where necessity outweighs my morals, but those situations have to exist, right? Like situational triage. Triage is just addressing the degree of urgency to something, so maybe that's what Sarah is doing here. That what's being done is necessary to get as many answers as possible. Still. As always, I can't promise that the messages are in the right order, only that this is the way that made the most sense to me.
You recording?
Yeah, recording.
Right. So let's start with an easy one. What's your name? That's not a name.
Go fuck yourself. How's that for a name?
Well, for starters, it's not a name. You know you're the bad guy, right?
Looks a lot different from this side.
You were hunting us.
I wasn't hunting anyone.
Oh no, you were just there by accident. A friend of a friend brought you there.
What's the plan? You're the good guy, right? So what's the plan? You're gonna kill me?
Probably.
Probably?
I'm not seasoned at this.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I'm probably gonna go too far. So once again, for good measure, what is your name?
Go for-
Sarah.
Sarah. Now, who is Sarah?
I know it's not her first name, but it's her name to me.
The chivalrous idiot.
Shut up.
What else do you not know about him?
I said shut up.
I know enough.
Both of you.
What?
Shh, I'm thinking.
She's plotting.
Anything else to add? Didn't think so.
She's gonna betray you. I read her file.
Okay, we don't need to do this.
We absolutely do. He's getting in your head. Don't forget who he is, who he works for, what he's doing down here.
Well, let's just ask. Who are you?
Down here? Nobody.
You're different on the surface?
We all are.
So who are you down here?
7369J.
A code name?
A new name.
Who gave you the new name? Who gave you the name?
Oh, what? What are you gonna do, Sarah? What about you, Noah? You a killer?
Stop recording.
I'm not a killer.
Stop recording.
Why?
Because I need you to hold him down.
I don't want to do this anymore.
We can't stop.
But
we're doing this.
I'm worried. Concerned. As much as this place has changed us, I don't want it to, you know, change us. We're average citizens. We'll likely never add to the crime statistics or end up in a hall of fame. I'm okay with that. God, what I wouldn't give for middle of the pack right now. It was scary, but exciting before. Creatures of myth, underground labs, an adventure with a pretty girl, but it's changed. The fun has long since stopped. Not you, Malaki. You're an unlikely positive to all of this.
Granted, when we meet your parents again, I'm sure you'll be what gets me killed. Then you know it too, don't you? I miss dogs. Normal, non-reptile dogs. I want to be able to get back to that. I want my life to have been on pause, and I want to get back, get comfortable, and press play again, and I can't do that if we torture some soldier to death. I know it in my heart that I'll be changed. I want answers as bad as Sarah, maybe even more. This is the kind of thing I was certain existed, and now I have proof. Who wouldn't want to know more? But Sarah, there's something different in her face. She hates him. Something about the creatures has really moved her, like an affinity or something.
Noah! Noah!
Coming. Jesus. Your hands, Sarah.
It's not my blood.
Yeah, that's not much better. I've been thinking about what we're doing here.
So have I, and I hate it.
Oh, thank you.
But I know how necessary it is. They have all the cards, Noah. We don't even know what year it is, but with this soldier, we can even the odds a bit. Get that vital information that could very well save our lives. Don't you want to know why they took us? How? When?
Oh, of course.
Then what?
I don't want to kill him.
I'm not going to kill him, but I'll hurt him. I'll have to hurt him. You understand that, right? When we're back in there, I'm going to try my best to make him believe that I'm willing to kill him. And in order to do that, he has to think I'm capable.
I get that.
Then what else is it?
I've never done anything like this before.
Neither have I.
I mean, any of this.
Well, you're in it now. And in case you haven't noticed, you've survived 100% of what's been thrown at you.
Yeah, so far.
So far is as good as it gets on the surface, too. Coming?
Yeah.
Oh. I keep telling you, I don't know anything. We go by our new names while here, and we're not even allowed to talk about our previous lives.
You have to meet me halfway. I need something. You get that, right? The only reason you're alive is because you know something.
Come on, man. You said it yourself. You read our files. You know this isn't us. You also know that this was done to us and not the other way around. We're victims here trying to make sense of it all.
I can't. Wait. Don't hit me again. Please.
Sarah.
I'm listening.
Why can't you tell us?
What they'll do to me.
I'm threatening to beat you to death.
Yeah, but just me. They know my life. My family. My friends. The things I love. If they think I've betrayed them...
Rock in a hard place.
I was as good as dead the moment you took me. I can't head back because they'll think I talked and I'll be punished accordingly after they torture me to find out what I said.
Then why not help us?
I don't know enough to be of value. You grabbed the wrong guy.
Everybody knows something, has seen something. If you're dead either way, why not tell us what your something is?
You don't get it! The collective is huge, a truly global network. They have their hands in everything. They're so unstoppable, they're now just inevitable. They're beyond things like good and evil. They're now just a force of nature.
Then help us bring them down.
Bring them down?
Yeah. Get us out and we'll expose this facility to the world.
So what? It's one facility. Just one. What you're proposing is like trying to take down the government by destroying a singular city hall. Can I get some water or something?
Oh, sure. Coffee? Tea? You want me to check the flavors of sparkling water we have?
I'll get you water. Just keep talking. If this collective is so bad, why work for them?
Thank you. Most of us are recruited.
From where?
You name it. Army, Navy, mercenaries, colleges, even jails and mental institutions.
Even so, you had to say yes at some point.
I'm not sure you could say no. They lay out their power to you, and so it isn't about choosing a team you hope will win. It was about jumping onto the team that already had.
Oh, if they've truly won, I would have heard of them.
Why? Because you scour the internet? Have inside tipsters? History is written by the victors. You know exactly as much as they want you to.
What's happening?
I don't know. It's like everything just kicked back on. Come on up, Mikey. There we go.
What's happening?
Ow!
You know what's happening. Tell us. What?
Sarah.
He knows what's happening.
Sarah, let's chat over there.
But he won't.
Please.
You're out of time.
I don't want to do this anymore.
We can't stop.
But
we're doing this.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
What if the soldier really doesn't know that much information? It would be great to get answers on the why of it all, but I don't think this guy is equipped to tell us. He's a soldier. He's not a guy in charge. Plus, we heard his voice last episode. He was the one in the truck questioning their orders. He didn't even know about Palmer's team. This guy is not going to be the wealth of information we needed him to be. But that doesn't mean he isn't without purpose. We've at least confirmed what we feared, that if the Collective is real, that they're already running the show. I'm definitely not going back to the police, that's for sure. Do you think they made a police report when I went to them? God, I hope not. I hope they wrote me off and moved on. I don't want my name on any paperwork associated with this. I don't want to end up in the tunnels as a test subject myself. But got me thinking. We keep trying to figure out why Noah and Sarah were taken. Makes sense, it's the common denominator between them, but if the Collective really is everywhere and involved in everything, they both could have been chosen for different reasons. Maybe Noah really did dig too deep on the internet and see something he shouldn't have. But Sarah? Maybe she was a recruit gone wrong. You heard them recruiting from jail? She's clearly been incarcerated at some point. Maybe her recruitment failed and they wiped her memory. Assuming that's something they can do. I don't know. It just feels all the more likely that they weren't chosen at random. That these tunnels could be the gulag for the opposition of the Collective.
I'm going to ask you nicely, and I hope you respond in kind. Failing that, Sarah will take her turn. But we don't need to get to Sarah if you just answer the simple questions. How are we out of time? Sarah.
Now you ask me.
How are we out of time?
You're really doing this, Noah? This is new for you.
How are we out of time?
Wait. Easy enough to beat on an unarmed, handcuffed soldier. Under the cuffs. Make it fair.
You're unarmed because I took your gun away. The handcuffs were yours too. So before you paint yourself as a victim who had no intention of catching us, ask yourself what the fuck you were planning to do with the gun and the handcuffs. We're not idiots.
Had me fooled.
Oh, did we though? By the sounds of it, we're causing your Collective all kinds of trouble. Something tells me that we've made it further than anyone before.
Yeah. This time.
Please. Help yourself. How are we out of time?
You heard the machines. Doesn't take a genius to figure out why all the machinery in a boiler room would kick on.
Someone's turning things on.
Turning it all on by the sounds of it. Trying to get rid of all the dark corners you've been hiding in.
Palmer. Well, if we're almost out of time, so are you. You said it yourself. When they find you alive, they'll know you've talked. So we just leave him. Let his own people sort him out.
You can't do that.
It's the easiest option. We have to get a move on. And we don't have time to dance for your answers.
Fine. I'll talk. But you'll set me free. Give me the same chance as you guys to get out of here. It's what's fair.
True. Feels fair. Deal.
Then what?
What do you know?
Nothing. I told you that. It's like I've looked through the keyhole of a museum and you're asking me to discuss the exhibits. I don't have that kind of information.
Well, what did you see through the keyhole?
Nothing. I've seen what you've seen. The chupacabras, the creatures, the maze. Beyond that, rumors, mostly.
Chupacabra. Of course. The lizard dogs are chupacabras. They were supposed to have been debunked, which is why...
Noah, focus.
Right. Well, what rumors?
For starters, these tunnels go way lower than where we're at. Barely the tip of the iceberg.
We saw that when we found the ventilation shaft.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a bunch of those.
What else?
That's it. There's a restricted area to the west a few floors up. It's where we were taking the creatures.
There's a way to drive up?
Yeah. Far into the cavern, there's a road system that will take you up about a dozen floors.
To the surface?
God, no. I said 12, not 100. To get out, you need to get to, like, the elevator system. Like a mine shaft.
And where is the system? Can we get to it from 12 floors up?
It's a complicated route, but technically, yes.
Perfect. Noah, grab your pet and let's go.
Wait, I thought we...
You're supposed to uncuff me. We had a deal. We said it was fair.
And it would be fair. But life's not fair, is it? You might have jumped on the team that won, but you, as an individual, will lose.
No!
Repercussions.
You can't do this.
I really can.
Then you leave me no choice.
What is he doing?
I don't...
He pushed out one of his teeth with his tongue.
Fuck you both.
He's foaming. What did he take?
A suicide pill. Cool. Yeah, I've seen one of
those. Let's move. If he's dead, then there's nothing left for us here. Let's head to the end of the cavern, to this road system.
You weren't really going to leave him, were you? We were going to uncuff him?
I don't know, but now we no longer need to make that choice.
Sarah, we need to make it out of here as ourselves. I don't want to change so much that I can't go back to being me.
I get that, but...
To whatever unauthorized yahoos to arm this frequency, we're back in the cavern. Run.
So Palmer's back. I know it's not the thing to take away from all of this, but the rest is just so much to unpack. Was Sarah really going to leave him there? Was the information he provided even accurate? I think I figured it out, though. Noah's concerned that he's going to change, I don't know, I guess morally from all of this. And the reason he's concerned is because he's still thinking they're going to make it out. He's thinking about life after Denver, when he's free. Whereas Sarah, on the other hand, is, I guess, resolved in knowing that they might not make it out. Maybe she's motivated on getting answers. Closure. Hopefully they both get what they want. Thank you to Curious Cast for helping to get this podcast out, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.